Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is February the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers chapters 31 to 33. Do not create loopholes in your path of obedience. We read in Numbers chapter 33 verses 50 to 53 and verses 55 to 56 like this. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan across from Jericho saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their engraved stones, destroy all their molded images, and demolish all their high places. You shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them." Just as the Israelites were preparing to invade the promised land, God gave Moses instructions for the people about the conquest of Canaan. Israel was to exterminate the Canaanites and take full possession of their land. For over 400 years, from the time of God's covenant with Abram in Genesis chapter 15, verses 17 to 21, God had warned that a time would come when he would punish the sinfulness of the Canaanites. The Canaanites, by their continual wicked acts, had no right to live in the land of Canaan. God, whose land it really was, transferred the right of possession to Israel. So God's command to the Israelites was to completely exterminate the inhabitants of Canaan as he had spoken to them many times earlier. This may seem cruel to people today, but actually these Canaanites were among the most corrupt, immoral, depraved people in those times. God patiently dealt with them for over 400 years without seeing any change on their part. Israel would become infected by their immorality and idolatry if they did not exterminate them completely. So not only were the Israelites to kill the people, but they were to destroy every trace of idolatry. A further reason the destruction of the Canaanites was necessary was to protect the purity of Israel in order to guarantee success of the missionary mandate of Israel. Thus, the Israelites must drive out or dispossess the inhabitants of the land. Failure to do so would result in the Israelites being driven from the land as Yahweh intended to do to the Canaanites. The warnings in verses 55 and 56 became a reality because they failed to exterminate the Canaanites eventually. And the Canaanites caused Israel to become like them and to be spewed out. This resulted in the Assyrian captivity of Israel in 722 BC and the Babylonian captivity of Judah in 605 BC. This concern illustrates the incompatibility of our old way of life with our new life of faith. When we accept Christ and become his children, we have to get rid of all our old habits and ways. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, the words of Apostle Paul, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." We must destroy anything that may lead us back to our old sinful life. Otherwise, if we create loopholes in our path of obedience, let us understand that they will become a hangman's noose that will destroy us eventually. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18 again, the words of Apostle Paul as we read like this. "Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty."